Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we spotlight Simple Truths of Leadership by Ken Blanchard and Randy Conley, a must-read for anyone looking to enhance their leadership skills and foster stronger team dynamics. Published in 2022, this insightful book distills the core principles that propel leaders from mediocrity to excellence while identifying common pitfalls that hinder effective leadership. Ken Blanchard, a renowned leadership expert, has co-authored over 60 books, and his works, such as The 1 Minute Manager, have reached millions worldwide, transforming the landscape of corporate leadership. Randy Conley brings his extensive experience as Vice President of Client Services and Trust Practice Leader, with a client roster that includes top corporations like American Express and Pfizer. Simple Truths of Leadership sheds light on behaviors that significantly improve team performance and nurture lasting professional relationships. Whether you are a new manager looking to lay a solid foundation with your team, an experienced leader seeking fresh insights, or an entrepreneur aiming to polish your interpersonal skills, this book offers valuable lessons and practical advice to elevate your leadership journey. Join us as we unravel the wisdom packed within Simple Truths of Leadership and learn how to apply these enduring principles in everyday scenarios. Simple Truths of Leadership: 52 Ways to Be a Servant Leader and Build Trust. Introduction: Discover the core of transformative leadership, putting others first. The essence of truly transformative leadership is less about being at the helm and more about how well you can serve those in your care. This might sound upside down, but that's exactly where the real potential of leadership begins. Servant leadership. This is a prevalent theme in Ken Blanchard and Randy Conley's Simple Truths of Leadership. It's a perspective on leadership that flips traditional notions on their head by emphasizing the needs of employees and customers first. It's a challenging yet rewarding approach, and mastering it can significantly elevate your effectiveness as a leader and the eventual outcomes your team achieves. In this audio exploration, we delve into the jewels unearthed in Blanchard and Conley's insights, bringing out resonant common sense leadership strategies that have been known to reshape ordinary leaders into revered beacons within companies. From the numerous truths detailed, we focus on those that are exceptionally pivotal, promising a shift not just in mindset, but in action and results within any organizational framework. So, if you are poised to lead, not just in title, but in influence and in deeds, learning these focused pearls of wisdom can catalyze your journey, helping to shape a path that places the welfare and growth of others at the forefront, ultimately steering enterprises towards true success. Part 1: The Heart of Leadership, Serving for Success. What shapes a leader? Is it their ambition, their skills, or the values they hold? To unearth the answer and to truly discern the kind of leader you aspire to be, you must engage in a profound dialogue with your own convictions. Listen closely to your heart. What does it put forth? Does it advocate for serving the greater good? Or does it veer towards pursuing personal gains at the expense of others? Identifying this inner voice is the first step to understanding whether you're tailored to lead with self-interest or with a servant's heart. Opting for the latter, you position yourself as a servant leader, dedicated not to personal accolades, but to the welfare and advancement of your team and organization. This form of leadership centers on providing clear, compelling direction. You set paths that are not just ambitious, but also clear-cut in what they aim to achieve and what success palpably looks like. This might mirror conventional leadership directives, but servant leadership extends beyond just setting goals. As a servant leader, your role morphs from commander to coach. Once goals are in place, your focus shifts to enabling your team to meet these objectives. This means not only offering constant feedback, but also enriching their skills through training and sincerely tuning into their needs by listening. This comprehensive level of support blends strategic foresight with nurturing, fostering not only outstanding results, but also cultivating robust relationships within your team. Through putting others first, servant leadership goes beyond mere management into transforming leaders into stalwarts of organizational success and harmony. Part 2. Envisioning success, the cornerstone of servant leadership. Envisioning a prosperous future for your team or organization is a critical aspect of being a compelling servant leader. This vision acts as a North Star, guiding and uniting everyone towards shared aspirations. Crafting this vision isn't merely an exercise in creativity, but a strategic formulation of what you stand for and where you're headed. Start by examining the core essence of your business. Reflect deeply and ask yourself, what is our ultimate purpose? This is more than just the industry you operate in. It's about the fundamental impact you wish to have. For instance, Disney epitomizes their mission not as an entertainment provider, but as a purveyor of happiness. Such a perspective amplifies their scope and influence, transcending traditional industry boundaries. Next, define what success tangibly looks like for your organization. Clarity in success metrics can remarkably accelerate the pace at which your objectives are achieved. Take Disney again as an example. They measure their success by the joy and smiles they bring from the moment customers enter to when they leave their parks. Lastly, identify and solidify your core values. These are your guiding principles. For Disney, safety tops the list, underscoring every decision and action, followed closely by courtesy and exceptional performance by all team members. These values are not just words, but are imperative in steering every strategic direction and interaction within the company. By addressing these foundational questions, you not only craft a vision, but embed a vibrant, inspirational goal into the fabric of your organizational culture. Motivating every team member to strive toward a common goal in unity and with clear direction. Part 3. Flipping the leadership pyramid for success. In the traditional business hierarchy, the leader often views themselves as perched atop the organizational pyramid. However, progressive wisdom suggests this model might need a revolution. Why? Because an effective leader isn't someone who places themselves at the apex, but rather positions the customer there. Rethinking who truly leads in a business context can deeply transform organizational dynamics. The most successful companies aren't those that prioritize the desires of their CEOs, but those that centralize the needs and wants of their consumers. This shift demands that everyone, irrespective of their position within the company, focuses primarily on enhancing customer satisfaction. Furthermore, this customer-centric model extends respect and empowerment down the ladder to those who deal directly with clients, the frontline employees. These staff members often have the clearest insights into customer behaviors and preferences, making their feedback invaluable. A leader who truly listens to this feedback and acts on it can gain a richer understanding of how to serve their market effectively. Great leadership also involves democratizing the ideation process. Rather than strictly adhering to a top-down directive, encourage a culture where ideas can originate from any level within the organization. This approach not only disrupts traditional hierarchies, but also cultivates a sense of ownership and leadership among all employees. By enabling everyone to contribute to the decision-making process, you foster a more dynamic and responsive business environment, where responsibility cascades throughout every tier, empowering each staff member to act as a leader in their own capacity. This not only enhances innovation, but also accelerates responsiveness to market demands, positioning your company as an agile and forward-thinking entity. Part 4. Praise, the transformative tool for effective leadership. Imagine a leadership style that, rather than punitive, is celebratory. a method where affirmation and encouragement take center stage. Unlike the all-too-common seagull leadership approach, where leaders only swoop in to criticize and then swiftly depart, an effective leader chooses to focus on celebrating successes, big or small. Transitioning from a criticism-heavy to a praise-focused leader can be straightforward, yet profoundly impactful. Successful leaders understand the immense value of praise, not just as a reward, but as a strategic tool to reinforce positive behaviors and outcomes. They recognize that regular acknowledgement increases the likelihood of these favorable behaviors being repeated. But here's a crucial aspect. Effective praise needs to be genuine and specific. When you notice a team member excelling or putting in notable effort, take the moment to specifically point out what they are doing right. Explain the positive impact of their actions on the team and the broader organization to ensure they understand their contribution's value. Go beyond a simple good job. Articulate your appreciation thoroughly, underline the significance of their achievements, and affirm your continued support. This conversation does more than boost morale. It fosters an environment of continued excellence and commitment. By consistently recognizing and supporting your team in this way, you not only build stronger relationships, but also cultivate a culture where everyone feels valued and empowered to strive for their best. Part 5. Opt for redirection over reprimand to foster growth. Recognizing that making errors is part of being human, and your team is no exception, is essential in leadership. It's not just about noting mistakes, but ensuring they are valuable learning moments. How you handle these situations can significantly influence your team's effectiveness and morale. The response to mistakes should be tailored based on the experience level of the employee involved. For those who are skilled yet underperform, a concise reprimand focusing on the specific behavior rather than the person may be appropriate. It's crucial to differentiate between the action and the individual to maintain morale and respect. However, in cases where an employee lacks the knowledge or skills and errors occur, a different approach is needed. The modern workplace is perpetually evolving, requiring continuous learning and adaptivity. In such scenarios, opting for redirection rather than reprimand is more effective and humane. Redirection involves a thorough, constructive walkthrough of the mistake. Break down the incident, specify what the actual objectives were, and collaboratively explore how these goals can be better met in the future. This process not only clarifies expectations, but also reinforces learning and improvement. Finally, it's important to communicate your continued belief in their potential. Assure the employee that a single misstep doesn't define them, and express your confidence in their ability to succeed moving forward. This supportive approach not only corrects paths, but also builds confidence, fostering an environment where your team feels valued and empowered to grow. Part 6. Adapt your leadership to match team member needs. A common pitfall for many leaders is rigidly adhering to a single leadership style, believing one approach fits all team dynamics. However, research and experience show that the most effective leaders are those who demonstrate flexibility, adjusting their style to the individual needs and situations of their team members. To leverage this adaptive leadership approach, start by assessing the competence and commitment levels of each team member. This insight will guide how you can best support their development and enhance their contributions to the team. Consider an enthusiastic beginner with high commitment but limited skills. This team member will thrive under direct and structured guidance to help build their competence, requiring close oversight and clear, step-by-step instructions. Conversely, a disillusioned learner might have adequate skills but lack motivation. This scenario calls for a coaching style, where the leader spends time re-engaging the team member through motivational techniques and developmental feedback, helping them rediscover their commitment. At the other end of the spectrum are the self-sufficient achievers, These individuals possess both high competence and high commitment. They are best managed through a delegative leadership style, where the leader provides autonomy and supports from a distance, allowing the team member to navigate their responsibilities independently. By recognizing and responding to these distinct needs, leaders can not only optimize individual and team performance, but also foster an environment of growth and productivity tailored to each member's developmental stage. This approach not only maximizes the potential of the team, but also demonstrates a leader's commitment to their team's success and well-being. Part 7. Empower your internal customers for external success. It's a common mantra among leaders that the customer always comes first. However, visionary leaders take this a step further by recognizing that their employees are indeed their first and most crucial customers. This concept might initially seem counterintuitive. However, upon closer examination, it becomes clear. Customers are valued because they drive the profit engines of the business. But who attracts these customers? Who engages them and satisfies their needs? It is your employees, working across various functions such as marketing, sales, product development, and customer service. Without their efforts, the chain that connects with paying customers wouldn't exist. Viewing employees as customers shifts how leaders approach their team. It steers the focus towards creating a supportive and empowering environment. This encompasses more than just good working conditions. It involves actively investing in their development, soliciting and acting upon their feedback, and ensuring their needs and well-being are prioritized. Leaders might worry that placing such emphasis on employees could detract from external customer care. However, the opposite is true. When employees are well supported, they perform at their best. They engage more effectively with external customers, drive innovation, and enhance product and service quality. Therefore, nurturing your internal customers isn't just a nice to have, it's a strategic imperative that catalyzes overall business success. Happy employees lead to happy customers, which in turn strengthens your business from the inside out. Part 8. Boundaries. The framework for empowered autonomy. A common misconception among leaders is assuming that empowerment means unlimited freedom. However, the most effective leaders understand that true autonomy requires a framework, boundaries that guide and enhance productivity, not stifle it. Imagine a river, mighty and full of potential. Without the guiding banks, its waters would spread thin and lose power, turning into a mere puddle. The same principle applies to your team. Boundaries are not constraints, but channels that direct the collective energy of your employees toward achieving strategic goals. Establishing these boundaries starts with clarity. Your employees need to be fully aware of their objectives, the performance standards expected of them, and how they contribute to the organization's larger goals. Additionally, understanding the rules and regulations of your industry and the internal policies of your company is crucial. By defining these elements clearly, you create a structured environment where employees can navigate confidently and efficiently. Far from being restrictive, these boundaries empower your team by eliminating ambiguity, allowing them to channel their creativity and energy in the right direction. This structured clarity not only enhances individual performance, but also aligns efforts towards the greater organizational purpose. As such, setting clear boundaries is akin to setting the stage for a symphony, where each member knows their part and how it fits into the larger performance, resulting in harmony and productivity. Part 9. Building trust. The heart of effective leadership. Trust is fundamentally integral to leadership. It's the essential ingredient that inspires teams to achieve higher creativity, efficiency, and morale. When leaders are trusted, their teams engage fully, embracing responsibilities with enthusiasm and dedication. Conversely, a lack of trust breeds resistance, decreased productivity, and widespread disengagement. So, what does it take to be perceived as a trustworthy leader? There are several key attributes. Firstly, A trusted leader must demonstrate competence. They need to show a robust understanding of their responsibilities and the nuances of their role, assuring the team of their capability to lead successfully. Next in line is integrity. A leader with integrity follows through on their promises. They are consistent in word and deed, which reinforces the reliability people need to see in their leaders. Individuals are more likely to commit to a leader's vision and decisions if they believe in the leader's commitment to honesty and ethical conduct. Lastly, warmth is essential. Trusted leaders are approachable and genuinely concerned about their team's welfare. They create an environment where team members feel safe to express ideas, raise concerns, and admit mistakes without fear of harsh judgment. This empathetic approach encourages open communication and fosters a supportive team culture. Engaging directly with your team to gauge their trust can be incredibly effective. It might seem daunting, but asking for feedback on aspects such as your competence, integrity, and the quality of your interactions opens up a channel for constructive dialogues. Such openness not only provides valuable insights into areas for improvement, but also signals to your team your commitment to growth and transparency. Showing vulnerability by seeking honest feedback is a powerful way to deepen trust and reinforce your dedication to serving and leading your team effectively. Part 10. Cultivating a fear-free workplace enhances performance. The notion that fear can be an effective motivator in the workplace is an outdated and counterproductive leadership approach. Some leaders might try to bolster productivity by becoming figures of fear, often resorting to criticism and highlighting every small error. However, effective leaders understand that fostering fear among team members does not lead to better results. Instead, it encourages a culture of secrecy and risk aversion. Employees who are scared of their leaders tend to hide their mistakes rather than learn from them. They might also shy away from taking on ambitious projects for fear of repercussions should they fail. This type of environment stifles innovation and growth, which are critical for a successful organization. Great leaders focus on creating an atmosphere where fear is minimized, if not entirely eliminated. Consistency in behavior is vital for achieving this. When team members know what to expect from their leader, especially in response to errors or new initiatives, it builds a foundation of trust and security. For instance, showing support and understanding when a new employee makes an honest mistake can encourage others to embrace challenges without fear of harsh criticism. Furthermore, exceptional leaders use errors as educational opportunities. Instead of resorting to harsh criticism, they provide constructive feedback and coaching. This approach not only corrects the mistake, but also empowers the employee with the knowledge and confidence to improve. Lastly, never underestimate the power of simple courtesy. Regularly expressing gratitude and politeness, such as saying please and thank every day, significantly contributes to a positive work environment. These small gestures of respect and acknowledgement can profoundly impact team dynamics and morale. By embodying these practices, leaders can transform their workplace into a supportive and encouraging environment where employees are motivated by passion and commitment rather than fear. This, in turn, leads to enhanced overall performance and innovation across the organization. Part 11. Integrity, the cornerstone of effective leadership. Among the traits that define exemplary leaders, integrity stands out as fundamental. Originating from the Latin term meaning whole or complete, integrity describes a state where one's actions and words are consistently aligned. This alignment is crucial as it fosters trust. Without it, the foundational trust between a leader and their team begins to erode, jeopardizing the leader's ability to effectively guide and influence. To embody integrity in leadership, one can follow the 5 P's of ethical leadership, a set of principles that help maintain a leader's moral compass. 1. Purpose. Leaders with integrity are driven by a clear purpose. This purpose informs their decisions and actions every day, ensuring that their behaviors are not just intentional, but also aligned with broader goals. 2. Pride. This isn't about boastfulness, but about possessing a grounded sense of self-confidence. This type of pride stems from the knowledge of being competent and capable, providing a stable base from which to make decisions and lead others. 3. Patience. Integrity involves a steadfast commitment to core values, even when immediate results aren't visible. Leaders who practice patience trust that maintaining consistent ethical standards will lead to long-term success. 4. Persistence. Challenges and setbacks are inevitable. Leaders with integrity demonstrate the perseverance required to overcome obstacles while staying true to their principles, thereby showcasing their unwavering dedication to their mission and values. 5. Perspective. Maintaining a holistic view is essential for leaders with integrity. They ensure that their actions not only align with their personal values, but also with the strategic objectives of the organization, thereby harmonizing personal conduct with organizational goals. Leaders who cultivate these qualities can elevate their leadership from mere management to inspirational guidance. In doing so, they not only achieve their objectives, but also earn the genuine respect and loyalty of their teams, creating a positive and productive work environment. Part 12. Mastering the Art of the Apology in Leadership. In the journey of leadership, mistakes are inevitable, and occasionally, those mistakes can fracture trust within the team. However, the capacity to mend these errors through a genuine apology is a crucial component of great leadership. Understanding how to apologize correctly is not just about expressing regret. It's about restoring and enhancing relationships. A sincere and effective apology consists of several core elements that need to be executed with care. 1. Acceptance of responsibility. Begin your apology by unequivocally acknowledging your mistake. Avoid any language that shifts blame or presents excuses. Using terms like if or but can suggest conditional regret, which might appear as if you're downplaying your responsibility. 2. Empathy for the affected. It's vital to convey a deep understanding of how your actions impacted the other person. This isn't the time to minimize the situation or defend your intentions. Instead, openly recognize the pain or inconvenience caused and validate their feelings. 3. Listening. Actively. Allow the affected individual to express their thoughts and feelings on the matter. This active listening demonstrates respect for their perspective and underscores your commitment to resolving the issue. 4. Commitment to change. Conclude your apology with a clear and firm pledge to avoid repeating the behavior. This reassurance can significantly help rebuild trust, as it reflects your dedication to positive growth and maintaining the integrity of the relationship. An effective apology goes beyond mere words. It is a promise and an action. By mastering this art, leaders not only repair the damage, but also reinforce their credibility and the respect they command within their team. This process turns potential stumbling blocks into stepping stones for deeper understanding and more resilient professional relationships. Final summary. At the heart of effective leadership is the foundational principle of trust and respect for one's team. The most impactful leaders excel not by positioning themselves as the pivotal center of the business, but by redirecting the spotlight towards two critical groups, their customers and their employees. These adept leaders understand that their role is not to command from a tower, but to serve from the ground, prioritizing the needs and well-being of their staff. They foster environments of open communication, active listening, and genuine support, nurturing a culture where employees feel valued and respected. Simultaneously, they maintain a laser focus on customer satisfaction, recognizing that the ultimate success of the company hinges on how well it meets the needs of its customers. By aligning team goals with customer expectations and empowering their employees to excel in their roles, Great leaders ensure that the organization thrives on all fronts. In summary, the essence of superior leadership lies in building trust, fostering strong relationships, and committing to serving both the team and customers with equal dedication. This approach not only enhances individual and collective performance, but also propels the organization towards sustained success and growth. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.